question is, under the greenhouse, there are greenhouse gas reduction requirements, as you mentioned earlier, for all of these fuels in comparison to the fuels they're replacing. My question has to do with the analysis that you've done in this rule, and would biodiesel from vegetable oil sources, particularly soybean oil, be able to meet that 50% greenhouse gas reduction requirement? That's question number one. Question number two is whether the new corn ethanol plants, those that are not grandfathered in under ISA, would those be able to meet the greenhouse gas reduction requirement that they have to meet
in order
to qualify against them?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question. Our analysis shows in the proposed rule, you'll see this, that there are pathways that biodiesel can accomplish to get to the 50% reduction that's called for. And one of the things we're doing is soliciting comment on various pathways to enable biodiesel to move to a lower carbon footprint. We believe our technical analysis shows that they are doable, but one of the reasons we have comment is for that. Your second question, the answer is similar. For non-grandfathered, as you put it, new plants who come in, there are production technologies out there that could make new plants able to meet the requirements of this proposal as well. Again, this is a proposal to seek comment, but one of the things I want to stress is that we believe that for corn-based ethanol, which admittedly is a bridge, someone who wants to invest in that now, there are things that can be done to make corn-based ethanol more sustainable as well. So you can look towards the future and realize that we're moving to next-generation fuel stocks, but you can also make the current generation, if you're beginning to invest in ethanol and corn-based ethanol, you can make that energy and greenhouse gas competitive as well.
And if I might add, Phil, the Farm Bill, as you know, creates opportunities for USDA to assist producers who want to make a transition and also to assist the development of new biorefineries that will take advantage of the research that Steve Chu is going to be financing. So what we're dealing with here is, I think, a fairly comprehensive approach.